For this world is a world created by thought. Although it is created by thought, nevertheless, all the thoughts and things are put in action. So a person here who perhaps would be very keen on music, he can make music. He can play, if you like, the piano, or the violin, or the cello, or he can play other instruments which you have no knowledge of, which are far removed from your idea of music. In fact, there are no limits, for instance, to music here. Our ears are attuned to a higher rate of vibration. We can hear much that you do not hear. I think science has told you, or proved to you in your world, that there are many things that are in the air which you do not hear, because your ears cannot receive those notes. So it is here. We are on a higher rate of vibration. And in consequence, many things which you have no knowledge of, or cannot understand what are the earth, are in natural things to us. Our trouble will make up to you if you don't know how what to describe it. For words are inadequate. Words are made to describe material things, things which are familiar to you. And therefore, when we talk about things that are familiar to you, it is easy. But when you ask us to talk about some of the higher spheres, for instance, there are no words in which you can describe what it means to you. It is all a theory, if it could. But what I want you to know is that life here can be very beautiful and very wonderful. But it depends on you. No one can change you. A priest cannot make you any different to what you are just because you have suddenly decided to accept certain things and you say you wish to be saved. That does not make you any better. But still you have done this or that that is wrong. And therefore it is all in, as it were, a record against you in your mind. You may say, oh, well, we do different. We make different plans. We are different people, you know, by life. So that is all very well, and it's to credit. We like it. We help you with it if we can. But you cannot alter fundamentally things that have already happened. But you can help, as it were, in your future to do the right things and to do the good things that will help others and in consequence help you. The point is that everything is important. Nothing is lost, you know. For instance, all around your world, if you could but realize it in the atmosphere, is recorded all the happenings of the earth. And I know that at certain times, certain things are re-recorded or re-happened, as it were, or shall we say, sensitive people are able to see and know and feel things. You talk about haunted houses. There are no spirits necessarily there at all. They are merely recorded conditions upon the atmosphere, which at certain times can be received or picked up or seen. Individuals, so it seems, can be seen at certain places. You have haunted houses, but they're not necessarily haunted by the spirit who's still there. It's merely the mental thought which has been so strong at the time that the happening has recorded itself in the atmosphere, and at certain times becomes clear to the normal eye. But may see something, but it does not mean to say that the individual is present, is under recorded condition, and the atmosphere is picked up by sensitive. There are so many things we've got to tell you, but the thing is to know how to tell you, how to find words to express it to you. You are thinking, we are trying to help you. We shall teach you gradually, bit by bit, show you what we can show you. But what I want to impress upon you is that you yourself have so much within yourself which you can express. Within you is the spirit of God. Within you is the essence of the divine. It is for you to express that from without, to make people conscious of the change in yourself so that they also might see and see. You have great and wonderful opportunity. We help you to the best of our ability. We need your love and your cooperation. For what we have to do is not just for ourselves. We are not selfish people. We are here to work in God's will and way for his children, to show them the path, to break down all the barriers that divide men one from the other, to caste and creed and color, and all the hypocrisy that man has built up over the centuries. We want to make people conscious of their brotherhood one with the other, that they are indeed brothers of the Most High, all children of light. There need be no darkness in the hearts and minds of men, if only they will see within themselves, as Jesus said. He understood the simple truth. He was the great teacher, the great leader, the great Messiah. But he did not come for an earthly kingdom, as he said, my kingdom is not of this world. I go to my Father and I prepare a place for you, that where I am, he may be also. He knew about the many mansions of the spirit, the many spheres, the many homes in which peoples would find themselves according to their spiritual development and advancement. You have found a great truth. that great truth has made you free, free of all the ties and all the tyrannies of the earth and all the narrow-mindedness that you find among men who say this is the right path and the other is the wrong path. We know there is only one path to God and you have found it. It is the true path. But remember that in service you will find great joy and happiness, for service is the key that unlocks all the doors. You have the key and you can serve, and we can help you to serve, and we can bring you such a peace that the world does not know. You can find the peace that Jesus found, the peace that all the great teachers and all the great seers and all the great ones of the past knew, the peace that comes from being in harmony with the divine. We have so much to tell you, my friend, but we shall take you step by step. Be patient, trust above all in the things of the Spirit, and know that we who come to you come in love to serve, to guide, and uplift you and mankind.
When you sit, you must try and heighten your vibration, tune upwards, as it were.
nothing is nothing and important in a sense, you might say.
Yes, prayer,
must be certain.
It's not a self.
No, prayer, you see.
Yes.
If you won't listen, people pray. They say, oh God, give me this.
Yes.
Oh God, send me this. Do this, do that. Poor God, he's so confused, you know.
Yes.
He must be terrible. No, the person who prays not for himself, but prays for the good of the world, or good of others, or perhaps even for some little animal that is suffering.
Yes, yes.
That is real prayer, and that is service. You are giving out, not desiring to receive for yourself. And those prayers are invariably answered, because you help to make something tangible between our world and yours. Some force, some power can descend in your world and bring about transformation and help.
But it must be sincere, mustn't it, Robert?
Prayer without sincerity is
useless. No use at all. Yes. The ritual of
that
prayer.
That is why when you go to church, the clergyman, he pray automatically. The same words are drawn out week in, week out. Little feeling, little emotion, little meaning behind them. Do you think they have any power or effect? Of course they have not. But this simple prayer from the heart,
yes,
the prayer that means so much to the individual, that he desires, shall we say, the recovery of health of someone near and dear to him, someone who is suffering, someone who is in great need, or for the good of the world, for peace in your world. The sincere prayers of the humble heart are heard, but the idle prayers of the...
It need not be a fluent prayer.
Prayer is not what you put into words, but what you feel in your heart. You could pray without saying a word. No.
I want to.
Monsieur Wood, you are a very quiet man.
Well, it's been very helpful. Yes, indeed.
What would happen to people who, in the case of hanging for murder on this side, to those, what would happen to those when they got the other side?
My friend, I don't think you need have to be told that there are so many murder, even the person who does something on the spur of the moment, the heat of temper, where they're not perhaps altogether responsible for their action, there is understanding, and there is great help given to them. And there is not necessarily a stage of unhappiness even for them, only a remorse for what they did. But there are worse murders. In fact, I would say the worst murder of all is the murder by the state, which is cold, calculated, deliberate, with no mercy. I have very strong views on this.
It is.
And I consider there is no state. There is often an excuse for the man who murders in the heat of passion, who loses control under circumstances where he has been provoked. Something happened in the mad moment, you say, but that which is cold and calculated and detailed to the very hour when it should happen. That is far worse murder.
What I was thinking, Brent, really was about is my sympathy is a great deal with the colored race, indeed. And the treatment they're getting in Kenya. What's happened with all those over on the other side, these unlikely
people? You mean the Mau Mau?
Well, there's no doubt about it. I think you are very conscious, or should be conscious of the fact that there is black magic, if you understand. It is a loose term.
Yes.
But there are those in your world who are very unenlightened and who are used by evil forces and controlled by evil forces. And when they are killed or when they come here, they are held, as it were, in chain or bondage by evil influences of this side. I told you there are spheres lower than the earth, more developed, and they are drawn into that condition. That's why when you have this kind of seance, or any kind of seance, you should always see with the highest motive. Far too many people in your world fiddle, how you say, about psychic things. They do this, they do that. They have no motive, real good motive, and that is dangerous. You must always approach this subject for you everywhere. You have to be careful. Always aim for the highest and the best, and you cannot go wrong. But some people, unfortunately, get into touch with wrong entities and are misled and misguided.
Yes. The I've been reborn as responsible for the development of the color races.
Well, I would say everyone is responsible for everybody. It is the white are responsible for the black. The black are responsible for the white. You may say that's not very practical. In your world, a lot of things are not considered practical. And yet there is reason. If only you will follow the mind. You are put into the world as children of one God. If you happen to be born in one country and another in another country, they should be still a fusion of love between you. If one person's skin is black through centuries of time in the hot sun, which makes him different in appearance from the person who has not been so used to that condition for so many centuries, and his color of skin is different, it makes no difference fundamentally. You are a spiritual being encased in a mortal body for a space of time, traveling through life to learn this, develop your character, to develop your personality, all the conditions which are essential for your spiritual progress. The earth life is but a school in which you learn lessons, and you have to learn those lessons. Perhaps you have to come again and again to learn them. Who knows? In some cases it is so, but there should be no differentiation because of the color of skin.
Yes. Myself, I don't believe building up morals of any kind.
Thank you.
with love and in harmony, and make service the key. Because it is by service you find all the things that will bring your heart joy and peace. Farewell.
Take care.